A common refrain since the Uvalde school shooting is, the U.S. is the only country where this happens. Well, nearly 30 years ago, it happened in Scotland. A man killed 16 students and a teacher at Dunblane Primary School. Dunblane parents became vocal activists. And soon after, the UK passed strict gun control laws. There has not been a school shooting in the UK since. Mick North was one of those parents. His 5-year-old daughter, Sophie, was killed in the massacre. And he helped start the group now known as Gun Control Network. Mick North, thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
What goes through your mind when you see news of a school shooting in the US like the one in Uvalde, Texas?
I think the immediate reaction is, oh no, not again. I'm always shocked, but it doesn't come as a surprise any longer because it just happens too often. I thought as soon as people know what happened in Britain and what changes were brought about as a result of our children dying, that there'd be a rush, not necessarily to enact the same kind of legislation, but at least to try and tighten gun laws. But it's just never happened.
Your effort faced strong opposition, including from the royal family. I mean, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, told the BBC, if a cricketer decided to go into a school and batter a lot of people to death with a cricket bat, are you going to ban cricket bats? He said, you have to distinguish between what weapons do and what people do. That sounds a lot like the talking points we hear from the gun lobby. How did you overcome those arguments?
We just persuaded people that they were wrong. That in the case of Prince Philip, that was nonsense because a cricket bat could not have caused the kind of devastation that we saw in the gym at Dunblane Primary School. The criticism of others that these people might choose some other means of causing harm doesn't really acknowledge how very dangerous guns are compared with other weapons. It is too easy for somebody to pick up something like a gun and cause havoc within seconds and certainly within minutes.
Sounds like you had a fact-based debate that was grounded in evidence and a shared understanding of truth, all of which seems really difficult in the United States right now. I mean, do you think that is possible?
I think I've come to believe that it probably isn't possible in America unless there are some dramatic changes. Those of us who have been in contact with gun control groups and other Americans have been putting statistics down on paper for them to look at. And the comparisons between the US and Britain now should make shocking reading to anyone in America. This year, there have been 4 gun homicides in Great Britain, that's England, Scotland, and Wales.
Those are not 4 mass shootings. Those are 4
gun homicides. That is 4
individual
deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Even setting aside the difference in the size of the country, that is a horrendous difference.
As you know, the right to bear arms is written into the U.S. Constitution. It's not in the U.K. The U.S. has a very powerful firearms lobby and a pervasive gun culture, both of which are not true in the U.K. So is this just an apples to oranges comparison, or are there lessons you think the U.S. can learn from your experience?
Well, I think to some extent it is an apples and oranges comparison. Yes, the whole culture around guns is different in the US. But there are other countries in the world where there's a frontier mentality, should we say, Canada, Australia, who have adopted tighter controls over guns. So I think it's America should perhaps be comparing itself not necessarily with Britain alone, but with a whole range of countries who have unfortunately experienced mass shootings, but only a small number of them.
Mick North is founding member of the Gun Control Network and father of Sophie, one of the children killed at Dunblane Primary School in 1996. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.